Okay. It's been a long winter, and we've waited long enough.
It's time to bring the cash back.
Starting Monday, April 6th, the Gorilla's letting you bust into the banana bank.
Listen to the Gorilla on weekdays to break into the banana bank.
Yeah! And make off with the cash.
You'll have three chances to guess if the price of bananas goes up.
Or goes down.
If you're right, you win the cash.
And if you're right three times in a row, we give you a shot at the big banana bank bonus.
Oh, I can't believe this!
Don't you want that?
This spring, win your share of tens of thousands of dollars.
The money starts flowing Monday morning, April 6th. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Good luck from 95.3 Gorilla.
Shall we start?
Yes, let's start.
Hey, it's a new day. Fridays are my favorite days.
Love it. Love everything about it.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
G-I-F.
What does that mean? Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, I get it.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Let's start the show.
TGIF, baby. Here we go. The Easter Bunny's coming on Sunday. Then the Gorilla's coming on Monday with all that cash. The Banana Bank officially kicks off on Monday, and it's going to be absolutely huge. Hey, coming up, Shuckers at the Rocket City Trash Pandas. That's happening this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday. You can hear the games on our sister station, The Hype, 100.9 FM and 1240 AM. There's a Spring Fling Arts and Crafts Festival coming up tomorrow, 10 to 2 at the Van Cleve Library, with kids activities, food vendors, foam party at 1 PM, all presented by Friends of the Library. It's a bunch of Easter events and Easter egg hunts this week. The Penguin Easter Egg Hunt happening tomorrow from 9 to 2:45 at the Mississippi Aquarium. Second Liners Mardi Gras Club Easter Egg Extravaganza, that's Egg Extravaganza, tomorrow from 11 to 2 at John Henry Beck Park in Biloxi. The Diamond Head Egg Hunt is happening tomorrow. It includes a ribbon cutting and a potty at the new dog park. You get it? P-A-W-T-Y, a potty. The new dog park in Diamond Head next to Ochsner Health. The Pooch Parade happens at 11 a.m. over there. Then the Egg Hunt kicks off at 12:30. And Heritage United Methodist Church Saturday at noontime tomorrow on Pops Ferry Road in D'Iberville for kids 0 through 6. Crafts, refreshments, bring your basket. That's going to be a ton of fun. Happy Easter weekend from all of us here at 95.3.
Cash is back on 95.3 Gorilla.
Starting Monday morning, make sure you're here if you want to win thousands of dollars.
The Gorilla's Banana Bank is back open, and we have your shot to score a huge amount of money.
Don't need nothing more.
Your favorite hit music Gorilla wants to make you rich in 2026.
Starting April 6th, win hundreds or even thousands of dollars from the local Gulf Coast station with Ryan, Alyssa, Jesse, and all the music you love.
95.3 Gorilla.
Oh, look, it's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's an interesting question of the day today, and it has to do with how many. Used to be 2.4, right? Remember that? That was the national average, 2.4 kids. I feel like, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, it might have been like three or four kids or more per family was normal. Or, you know, typical, I don't know what word you want to use, but not unexpected. And then in the 80s, it was like two, right? The 90s, it might have been two. Now I feel like it's one, if not none, and millennials are like, oh, kids? Ugh. I can't afford that. How many kids is the right number of kids if you're thinking about having children? What's that magic number now?
Two children, perfect size family.
You sound like you have experience with that number, too. I bet that's how many you have, right? Yes, I was right about that. Okay, so two kids, still the classic American number of, you know, the house, the picket fence, the dog, the 2.4 kids. How many kids, though, in 2026 do you think is the right number of kids?
Okay, perfect number. We have 8 total.
You have 8 human children? What?
My husband says when we turn 40, we're going to have another one, but that's not going to happen.
No.
I am done. My husband may not be, but I am.
Okay, well, you're living a life that I can't even begin to comprehend. 8? My goodness. My grandmother was one of 19, though. Shout out to Lenore. She's still kicking around. She's what? She's 94. Happy 94th year, Nana Nooney. She's one of 19. I can't even, like, begin to imagine 9. I can't add another 10 on top of that. That's ridiculous. But if you love it, good. Good for you. More power to you. But, man. All right, Nick is next. Dude, you got to talk me down from this. How many kids is the right number of kids?
11 is perfect because my dad always wanted to raise a football team.
Oh, my God.
That was his big joke. No.
Oh, my God.
They had 11 kids.
You're one of 11. Okay, I only have one question, Nick. How many championships do you have? How many football games did you win?
We never played football one time. No touch football, no backyard football. None of us played football.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is not what I was expecting today. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I can't even convince my wife to have one.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Uh-oh, here we go. Super Mario Galaxy movie actor Charlie Day was asked a question about his character Luigi in the movie, and this is what he said. Listen to this.
You play Luigi, a great Italian guy. Who's your favorite Luigi in recent American history?
Recent American history? Well, me, first of all, number one. Luigi Mangione.
Luigi Mangione.
Number two.
All right, let's write that down. He said, Mamma me. Mamma mia. And then he said, Luigi Mangione. Yikes. Okay. Lizzo was just excused from jury duty after she posted a jury duty fit check on her Instagram. Yep, she got called just like everybody else.
Jury duty fit check. Okay, the jacket is Saint Laurent. The top is Yeezy. The pants are custom Sandy Miro. The necklace is Chanel. And the shoes are Louis Vuitton.
Man, she probably had, what, 10, 12 grand worth of clothes on there to go to jury duty? Hey, if I saw Lizzo on my jury, I would feel good about that. The Tiger Woods body cam footage has now been released by Florida officers, and now we can hear what it sounds like when a golf legend gets arrested.
So at this time, I do believe your normal faculties are impaired, okay? And you're under the unknown substance, okay? So at this time, you are under arrest for DUI. Yes, sir.
Ah, hear those silver bracelets tightening. You can't drive drunk, Tiger, or impaired, or drugged, or whatever the heck he was. Apparently, he had a couple of codeine pills on him, or hydrocodone pills, or something like that. I don't know. It'll all come out at trial, or there'll be some settlement or some plea deal. Who knows? And Sharon Stone on a podcast was recently asked what she thought of Robert De Niro. Listen to what she said.
Robert De Niro.
Oh my God. He's the best kisser in the business.
Really?
Is he?
He's the best kisser in the business?
Kiss me right out of my shoes.
Really?
Passionate.
From Casino?
Yes.
Like that Robert De Niro? Like that guy?
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closes only.
Closes only. There we go. Alec Baldwin turning 68 today. Happy birthday, Mr. Baldwin. Eddie Murphy's right behind him. He's turning 65.
May I help you?
Yes, you have a reservation for an Axel Foley.
I'm sorry, I don't see anything under that name.
Check Rolling Stone magazine's Axel Foley. That's what it is.
Wow, Eddie Murphy, 65. On this day back in 1973, the first portable cell phone call was made in New York City. That seems like it was a huge thing in human history. On this date, way back in 1882, the outlaw Jesse James was killed by Robert Ford at home in St. Joseph. April 3rd is World Party Day. Partying with Miley in the USA tomorrow. Back in 1968, April 4th, 1968, iconic civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
And of course, that's the legendary voice of Walter Cronkite. 72 years ago tomorrow, Elvis Presley walked into a studio and recorded That's All Right.
Well, that's all right, mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, mama. Just anyway.
And on today's date, 29 years ago, April 3rd, 1997, Steve Irwin's show The Crocodile Hunter officially debuted on TV for the first time.
About 7 years ago, I volunteered to National Parks and Wildlife Service to catch and relocate rogue crocodiles. This means the big ones, the ones that happen to be where people are encroaching on them. It's not really the croc's fault. My dad used to catch crocodiles, so I've grown up with it. I guess it's a dying art.
Oh, Steve, we miss you so much. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. It's Friday, April 3rd.